Hallelujah, 神愿神祝大家平安。
Tonight, we would like to share a topic of the sermon is the king who never go to the temple.
今天晚上呢要用不上圣殿的王跟大家一起来勉励分享。
We know that as a Christian, one of our main activities is going to church and attending services.
我们都知道一个基督徒其中一个最重要的活动也就是来到圣殿来聚会。
Of course, Christian life doesn't mean that you only go to the church once a week.
当然基督徒的生活不是只有一个礼拜上教会一次而已。
But at least we have to attend the service and to worship God weekly.
但是至少在每一周其中一样的事情就是要来个圣殿敬拜神。
But for some believers, sometimes even us, that maybe we can have a lot of excuses or lots of reason not coming to church for that particular week or day.
但是呢有些基督徒甚至我们都会找一些理由或是借口在那一周当中没有办法或没有时间来到圣殿聚会。
I have read a very interesting story.
我曾经读过一个很有趣的故事。
It's concerning a pastor in another denomination, another church.
那么这个故事是有关于在另外一个教派教会里面的一个牧师。
There was one such Sunday morning.
有一个礼拜天的早上。
He woke up.
他醒过来了。
He didn't really want to come to church.
他起床之后呢，实在心里想不到教会吧。
He complained a lot to his wife.
因为呢，他一起床呢，就对他的太太抱怨。
The church is weak.
他觉得说 weak. 他觉得说那个教会呢非常软弱。
People treat me no good. People treat me no good.
他觉得说，教会里面人对我都不好。
I didn't want to go.
所以他觉得不想去。
No matter how much the wife encouraged him.
不论这个太太怎么样鼓励他。
The husband still didn't want to get up and get ready for the church.
那么这当牧师的先生呢，就是不想起床去教会。
And the husband told the wife.
这个先生告诉太太。
Okay, just give me one reason that I must go.
告诉我一个理由，到底我为什么要去教会
？The wife said, "At least you are a pastor. You have to go."
太太说，至少你是个神父啊，你是个牧师啊，你该去吧。
Oh yeah, this is my job. So no matter what happens, I must go.、Huh?
所以他觉得说，哎，这是我的工作，不管怎么样，我还是得去吧。
But for brother and sister, it's not like this.
但是弟兄姐妹的情况又不同了。
This is not our job. We come here to worship God.
弟兄姐妹觉得说，我又不是在教会有什么工作，我来教会是要敬拜神。
I have the freedom to choose coming or not coming.
所以说，在我的心里面就有自由自主权来选择我去跟不去了。
Now, in the past, there was a king in the country of Israel.
在过去呢，以色列国里面有一个国王。
He is a very special king.
这个国王非常特别。
He is a smart guy. He is a very capable person.
这个国王呢，非常有能力，而且非常聪明。
But he was not remembered because he's smart or done a lot of good things.
但是呢，他却不能够记得他到底做了些什么样多的好事。
But the Bible gave one very special remark to that king.
但是呢，圣经里面特别记载了这个国王特殊的地方在哪里。
But this king didn't go up to the temple of the law.
这里说到说，这个国王呢是一个不上圣殿的国王。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 27.
我们请看历代志下27章，历代志下27章。
Second Chronicles chapter 27.
历代志下27章。
Let's read verse 1-3.
我们看第一节到第三节，27章第一节，约坦登基的时候，年25岁，在耶路撒冷做王16年，他的母亲名叫耶路撒，是撒都的女儿。第三节，约坦行神眼中看为正的事，效法他父乌西亚一切所行的，只是不入神的殿，百姓还行邪僻的事。第三节，约塔建立神殿的上门，在俄非勒城上多有建造。
Now, we have been studying the history of the kings for a while.
我们都之前我们也学习过了历史当中以色列各个国王。
Why we have to do that?
为什么我们要学习这些国王呢
？Because history is a mirror.
因为历史就好像一个镜子。
History always repeats itself.
历史总是常常在重复当中。
There's nothing new under the sun.
在太阳底下没有新鲜的事情。
There are many different kinds of king recorded in the chronicles.
那么在历代书里面呢，看到许许多多的国王被记载的。
And maybe that can represent you and me somehow.
这些国王也许就代表你跟我的特性。
Now today we study this king called Jotham.
今天我们看看这个约坦国王。
Now he's a very interesting king among all the kings.
在这些国王里面呢，这个约坦王呢是一个很有趣的国王。
Now, first verse one telling us.
第一节告诉我们。
What was his background?
他的背景是什么呢
？Now, first he was the son of King Uzziah.
这里说到说他是乌西亚的儿子。
Because his father was also a king, that's why he succeeded the throne.
乌西亚是前任的国王，所以他继承王位。接下来
Now, ，because his father became sick 因为他 leprosy，
因为乌西亚王长了大麻风而死掉了。
Not just die yet 啊，
直到生病了。
So he cannot continue his reign。
因此呢，他不能够继续来治理国事。
Because having leprosy is a very important, very special skin disease will spread to other people。
因为在那个时候 ，even 就算是现在呢，长大麻风是一个很严重的一种传染性的疾病。
So he has to be quarantined。
因此他必须要被隔离。
Cannot be judging be on the throne。
因此他身为一个国王，但是不能够坐在王位王朝里面来处理事情。
So his son is Jotham。
他儿子叫约坦。
At that time, he was only 25 years old.
在那个时候，他只有25岁而已。
So he has to take the throne, take the responsibility.
因为他爸爸的疾病，所以他要从那个时候开始接下他父亲所有管理治国的事情。
So 25 years old is quite a young age.
25岁对一个人来说是个年轻的人。
Maybe today's some of the youth are 25 years old. They just finished university.
今天我们在座的年轻人25岁，也许刚刚大学毕业。
Maybe just finding his first job or second job.
也许在25岁的时候正在找第一样或第二样的工作。
Most of us are still single when we are 25.
在25岁的时候，许多在座的人可能都还是单身呢。
Inexperience.
那么在经验里面来说
，But he have to take the responsibility.
但是在这里，他却要担起国家大事。
Now he got married.
那现在呢？他结婚了。
Now who was his wife?
他的太太又是谁
？He Bible tell us.
圣经里面告诉我们。
Verse one.
第一节，这里说到，他母亲名叫约路莎，是撒都的女儿。
Now he tell us specially mention Jotham's mother. It's called Jerusha.
这里第一节特别说到了约坦的妈妈叫耶路莎。
He didn't mention much about his wife.
这里并没有谈到说他太太是谁。
But he especially mentioned about his mother is the priest Zadok's daughter.
那么在这边特别讲到了说 他的妈妈是谁呢？ 他的妈妈是祭司的女儿。
Now, what does it teach us?
这里告诉我们什么？
The daughter of a priest must have good faith, at least.
当然祭司的女儿相对的就有祭司传承下来那样的信仰跟信心。
Jotham who can walk right in the eyes of the law.
约坦在最后呢能够在他的治理国事的时候能够行神眼中看为正的事。
This verse 2 is very important.
第二节很重要哦。
He did what's in the right of the law.
第二节这边说到他做神他行眼中看为事、
Why?
看为正的事。
He can do this.
为什么他可以这么做？
Part of the reason is he got a very good mother.
其中一个理由就是因为他有一个好母亲。
So maybe the mother educated him the faith, the right path from very beginning.
也许这个妈妈从这国王小的时候呢，就教他要行神看为正的事情。
And his father Uzziah at the beginning was a good king too.
一开始我们知道上一届的国王乌西亚，他的爸爸呢也是个好国王。
So his father is good, his mother is good.
所以爸爸是个好王，妈妈是个好王后。
So observe the family, of course, the value system must be maintained by the family.
所以这个小孩既然在这么好的家庭里面长大呢，那么他的价值观就是非常正确的。
So today, what you can give to your children?
今天我们要给留下什么给我们小孩？
Some people say, "Oh, I have to earn a lot of money for my children."
有的人觉得说我要赚大钱留给我的小孩。
Is it the best thing to be a children?
难道大钱是最好的事吗？
For Oriental, especially Chinese people, giving money to the next generation is the biggest dream of a parent.
对东方人，尤其是中国人来说呢，留给下一代大笔的钱财，这是最棒的事情。
Because we think giving them more money will provide security life.
因为我们觉得给下一代更多的钱，让他在紧接下来生活是无忧无虑的。
So they don't have to worry.
因此他们不用担心的，很有保障的。
But is it good for them?
那这样的保障是真的保障吗？
Actually, we find out the more money you give to the younger generation, the more you spoil them.
我们可以知道结果都是呢，给的越多就越宠他。
They have no objective in their life.
因为在这样的时候，年轻人已经没有任何目标可言。
They don't have to work.
他们不用工作。
They don't have to work hard.
他们不用努力工作。
They don't have to face pressure.
他们不用面对任何的压力。
Because the parent provide everything.
因为父母已经提供他生活必须所有的一切。
Sometimes many of them went into depression.
有的时候，这样的年轻人反而会得到忧郁症嘞。
So what does it tell us?
所以这里告诉我们什么样的结论
？Money may not be the best things to give to the children.
所以一大笔的钱财不见得是给小朋友最好的礼物。
What is the best things?
什么是最好
？It's the value system you give to them.
也就是教导小朋友最正确的价值观念。
A godly value system.
而且是属神的价值观念。
What do they need to do in their life?
在他们生活里面，他们到底要做什么事情
？So Jotham inherit.The parent, the value system.
所以约坦在他的生活当中已经继承了他父母亲留下的价值观念。
So he did what was right in the eyes of the law.
因此这边第二节告诉我们说他已经行神眼中看为正的事。
So today, if we are parents,
今天如果我们身为父母的
what is your wish?
我们愿望是什么？
Do you want your children have a lot of money, but they did evil in the eyes of the law?
我们希望他，我们的小孩有很多的钱，但是他却做神眼中看为恶的事。
We don't want to see that.
我们当然不要看到这样的结果。
We want them to do the right thing in the law.
我们多么希望我们的小孩就做神眼中看为正的事。
Now, here tell us, besides his action, his character, Jotham has something to be remembered.
约坦在这边不只是他这样的被提起之后，还有一样特别事情呢，圣经中特别讲到。
Verse 3.
第三节，约坦建立神殿的上门。
Now here tell us he repaired the gate of the temple of the Lord.
这里说到他不但是修理，而且建立呢神殿的上门。
Because the temple of the Lord has been there for a few hundred years now.
因为这个时候的神的殿已经被建立了几百年之久了。
Of course, a building has to be maintained constantly.
当然，一个建筑物就要继续的保养，它才会越来越新。
If you don't maintain it, it will get broken, it will get weaker.
我们都知道，建筑物如果不保养的话呢，风吹日晒之后总是会坏掉。
Especially in the past, the building was made of wood.
特别是当过去在早期在过去的时候建造的东西都是木质的。
Now this King Jotham, he looked around and see, the temple of the Lord, this gate was broken.
这个约坦国王呢，看一看神的殿，看到神的殿的上门已经坏了。
Maybe need some repair.
也许这个上门，神殿的门呢要修理。
Need some work.
要需要一些工程的。
Okay, he spent money. He tell people to repair it.
所以他告诉吩咐人花钱修理。
So what does it mean?
告诉我们什么？
He really care about the temple of the law.
这里说他看了神的殿，他真的很重视神的殿。
Today, do you care about the temple of the law?
今天我们是不是很关心、很重视神的殿呢？
Today, if your house something is not working,
我们看看自己的家，如果家里面有一样东西不行了
，the light bulb is not working,
灯泡不亮了
，I want to change it.
我们都要赶紧把它换过来。
The carpet is old.
我们看到地毯旧了
，Oh, let's if I have money, I change it.
我们赶紧。存一笔钱把地毯换新。
The toilet, the kitchen has been there for 20 years.
我们看看自己的厨房、自己的浴室，哎呀，已经20年之久了。
All the old stain cannot be removed.
而且都越脏越来越脏，越来越没有办法清理了。
Okay, save some money, repair it.
我们都会觉得要存一笔钱，然后把换新更新嘛。
Because you want your house to look brighter, newer, and more beautiful.
因为我们都希望自己住的地方、自己的房子越看越新越好。
How about us? This is the temple of the Lord.
那么我们自己呢？这是神的殿。
Do we have the heart for the temple of the Lord?
那么我们是不是有神殿里面的那颗心
？There was a brother.
有这么一个弟兄。
When he came to the church,
他来教会的时候
，Wow, he saw the building, the paint was old.
他看到教会里面的一些油漆，墙壁的油漆，哎，很旧了。
He himself was a painter.
他自己呢是一个会刷油漆的人。
Even though he is not a church board member,
虽然他不是植物会里面的人
，but he suggested.
但是他建议了。
Oh, I can teach the youth. We can do together. Do some painting for the church.
他跟教会建议说，我带领一批青年呢，能够教他们怎么样上油漆。
The church doesn't have to pay me.
教会不需要付这个工钱的。
Just buy the paint.
只要买油漆就行。
And then with the young people, we can help the church do.
然后我找一些青年们呢，一起来帮忙教会上油漆。
And then they renew the paint.
然后他们可以把这个油漆粉刷得干干净净。
The church look new.
那么教会就看起来漂亮了。
So if you see the church, anything need fixing.
如果你看到教会里面有什么地方需要修理的
，anything need attention，
需要特别关注的
，don't just say， 哎、hey, ，the GA you have to do this，
不要只有说，哎、hey, ，总务你应该看看这个吧。
Why don't you take attention？
那么为什么我们不自己来动作呢
？We should say，
我们应该说什么、
oh, ？I'm available，
应该说我是可以做的。
Can I help？
我是不是可以帮上这个忙
？If this need to be changed，
如果这个是要换的
，Does the church need money？ I can offer。
是不是教会需要这笔钱来换呢？那么我可以奉献。
So love the hardware of the temple of the Lord.
所以要能够看到圣殿呢，就要关心重视圣殿。
For example, now there's many leaves on the ground.
今天我们看到走进来，看到很多的树叶。
Wow, it was, oh, I can do something for the church.
那么一路看来那么多树叶，我们就觉得哎，我可以帮教会扫扫这些树叶吧。
Maybe tomorrow, later, Sunday, I can come early to remove the leaf.
也许明天或者礼拜天早上呢，我能够来把树叶扫扫，整理整理。
Don't just say, oh, why nobody clear the leaf?
啊，不要只有抱怨说哎，怎么搞的都没有人扫地啊。
Yeah, I can say, I can do this.
我们都要觉得说自己是可以做的。
So love the church, love the temple of the Lord.
所以我们关心教会，关心神的殿。
This is his good point.
这是他最好的，这是他的一个优点。
And then verse 4.
第四节，又在犹大山地建造城邑，在树林中建造营宅和高楼。
Now we know that this king, he really have the mind and the vision.
我们看到这个国王真的是有远见的国王。
Why?
为什么?
Because he know he must do, he must build up more city in the mountain area.
因为他知道呢，必须在山地里面呢，山中呢建立更多的营宅。
Why do it in the mountain area?
为什么要把城建在山中呢?
Because those are strategic location.
因为山地里面呢，都是一些很好的战地。
If you occupy the higher point,
如果我们能够居高临下的话，
enemy is difficult to come in.
那么敌人就上不来的。
Because you see everybody.
因为居高就可以看底下所有的事情。
I'm in the higher point, I see everybody.
比如说我站在比较高的地方，可以看到所有的人。
Who is paying attention? I know.
那么谁注意听，谁睡着了，都可以看得见。
In the higher point, you know everything.
因为你居高临下就可以看得清楚。
So he built many city in the higher point.
所以这边说到这个国王呢，建了很多城邑在里面。
He really planned for his country.
他事实上对这个国，对这个国家呢，还有好的计划。
He planned for the future.
而且他能够看到未来需要些什么样的建设。
So do you plan about your own future?
所以今天我们是不是也为了我们的未来做着想呢?
This is especially for the young people.
特别是为了年轻代的。
Today, young people in the world, they don't have dream, they don't have future.
今天我们看许多年轻人在这个世界上是没有理想、没有抱负的。
They only want instant gratification.
因为他们希望呢，能够立即得到立刻的满足。
Oh, I want enjoyment.
我希望能够享受。
Even I don't have the money, I swipe on credit card, buy the things.
虽然我没有钱，但是我用信用卡来得到享受。
I only want to spend my money on consumer product.
那么我就希望能够花多一点钱呢，能够买更多消费品来
，make myself happy，
能够让我自己开心。
Someone instant gratification，
很希望就是这种立即的消费的快感。
Oh, I have nothing to do. Let's go drinking。
没事做的时候就希望来杯酒。
Let's get drunk。
我们去喝醉吧。
Never plan about the future。
从来没有想过未来明天要做什么。
When they have time，
当他们有时间的时候。
Every day, 3 hours, 4 hours, spend before the TV。
我们可以看到他们可以坐在电视三四个小时起不来的。
Every day, 3 and 4 hours in front of the internet.
每天三四个小时就在这个网站上。
Wow, the time just like going to the drain.
我们可以看到这个时间就渐渐的消失浪费了。
If you buy a 5 liter milk, right, a few bucks.
如果我们买4公升、5公升的牛奶呢，也许花我们几块钱。
If you buy it straight from supermarket.
如果我们直接从这个
超市
里面买
，open it，
我们打开了
，put on the drain，
那我们把它倒在水管里。
I think your mom or your wife will shout at you. Why don't you do this？
也许我们的太太、妈妈就会说：“你在干什么？疯了
hey, ！You waste $4。
你已经浪费了4块钱呢。
If you waste a bottle of milk on the drain, you think you waste money.、
如果我们把这个牛奶就这么好好的倒掉，我们会觉得浪费钱。
But you open the TV 4 hours every day.
今天如果我们打开了电视4小时
，Go on the internet 3 hours every day.
或者上网上了4小时
，I think that 4 hours even cost more than the milk.
我觉得那4小时很可能比你超过，很可能超过你倒掉4公升牛奶的价值。
Isn't it?
不就是这样吗
？If one day God tell you,
今天神如果告诉我们
，I give you $4,
我给你4块
，But I give you 4 hours less in your life.
但是呢，换取的是你4小时的时间。
Do you think you agree?
你会觉得想要换吗
？No, no, no, God, please don't deduct my 4 hours.
我们一定会说，不要，不要，不要，那4小时留给我用吧。
Because my 4 hours is worth more than $4.
因为我4小时绝对远远超过那4块钱。
But every day you waste time on TV and internet.
可今天我们不是常常花这么多的时间在电视、在网站上
？Waste time on drinking.
那花时间在喝酒上。
哎呀 ，this is not good.
那么这是一个问题。
So do something, have vision.
所以我们要做一些能够有远见的事情
Plan our life.
能够对自己的生活未来有所计划
How to upgrade ourselves.
如何让自己更提升
Upgrade our spirituality.
能够让自己的灵性更提升
Upgrade our education.
能够让自己的教育水准更提升
Just like this king is really strategic. He really wants to plan about the future.
那么就好像这个约坦国王一样他能够在他的城里面看到未来建造他的打造他的城市
Verse 5
第五节，约坦和亚门人的王打仗胜了他们。当年他们进贡银100塔连德，小麦10000戈尔，大麦10000戈尔。第二年、第三年也是这样。
Now he tell us that people of the Israelites they have many enemies.
这里告诉我们，在当时的以色列民当中呢，以色列民面对很多敌人。
One of the prime enemy was the Ammonites.
其中一个最大的敌人呢是亚门人。
They always disturb Israelites.
亚门人呢，总是来打搅，
总
是来打那个。
They come in to disturb them, try to steal something.
他们常常会跑到那个阵营里面，以色列民的阵营里面呢，常常打他们，偷他们的东西。
But this king Jotham, he won the battle against Ammonites.
第五节这里说到，约坦国王跟亚门人打仗，而且打胜了。
Why was he won the battle?
为什么他可以打胜仗?
Because he was prepared.
因为他是好好准备去打。
He has built up his army.
因为他把他自己的军队呢建造起来。
He has built many strategic locations.
而且他在城邑里面，刚才说到，他在城邑里面建造很多好的据点。
So when times comes,
所以打仗时间来了。
When times of difficulty come,
当这困难到了。
Of course, he's prepared.
当然，他已经准备好了应战。
Now the world is a difficult time.
今天我们看到世界就进入一个正困难的时候。
Everybody is knowing time is getting tougher.
我们大家都看到了，这越来越困难的世界就在我们的面前。
So we have to get ourselves prepared.
因此，我们要如何面对？真的要准备自己。
How to upgrade ourselves?
我们如何提升自己
？But the most important point.
但是重点来了。
Why he could win the battle?
为什么他能够打胜仗呢
？Not because he was smart.
并不是因为他聪明哦。
The most important point was number six, verse number six.
最重要的一点就是他第六节，约坦在他神面前行正道，以致日渐强盛。
This is the key point.
这才是重点。
Why he was blessed?
为什么他受到祝福
？Why he won the battle?
为什么他打胜仗
？Why even his enemy come to pay tribute to him?
为什么他的敌人都要对他来进贡
？Not because he's smart king.
并不是因为他是一个很聪明的王。
The Bible says, because he did right in the eyes of the law.
第六节告诉我们，他因为走在神的面前去行正道。
He was an upright person.
他是一个很正直的人。
He never wanted to try to do evil.
他从来不试着去得罪神，做邪恶的事。
He never wanted to cling to the idols.
他从来不向偶像来敬拜。
So he remained upright to the law.
因此，他在神的面前是一个正直行事的人。
So God let him gradually become stronger and stronger.
所以神渐渐的让他每日渐渐昌盛。
So what does it tell us today?
这里告诉我们什么？
As a Christian, we are the children of God.
身为一个基督徒，我们是神的儿女。
Even though we face an economic tough time,
就算我们现在遇到全世界的金融危机
，even though it's politically unstable,
就算我们遇到现在的政治不稳定
，no matter what is happening,
不论世界周遭发生了什么事
，in this end time,
在这末日
，but the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
，if we remain upright in front of God,
如果我们能够在神的面前行正道
，God will build us up,
那么神会让我们日渐昌盛。
Doesn't mean we will get super rich,
昌盛不代表是有钱。
But God will bless us.
但是神会在生活当中祝福我们。
Let us be stable.
让我们能够很稳定。
Just like the sparrow in the field.
那么就好像在空中的燕子一样。
The Lord reminds us.
主告诉我们。
They never toil, they never labor.
我们看这些燕子从来没有工作，这些麻雀从来没有去耕种。
But the Lord feed them.
但是神却喂养他们。
Without God's permission, no one will drop on the ground.
如果不是神允许的话，没有一个麻雀会掉在地上。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
We have to remain upright in front of God.
所以我们必须重点要抓得稳，能够行正道。
So this King Jotham was having a lot of good points.
所以我们刚才提到了这个约坦国王有许多很好的事迹。
But there's one thing that made him not so perfect.
但是其中有一件事情就让他有这样的缺点、缺陷。
Verse 2.
第二节这边说到，约坦行神眼中看为正的事，效法他的父约西亚一切所行的，只是不入神的殿。
Now here tell us, Jotham did whatever right in the eyes of the Lord, just like his father Uzziah.
这里说到约坦行正直的事呢，就好像约西亚王他的父亲一样。
But he didn't want to go up to the temple of the Lord.
只是不入神的殿。
Now this is very contradictory.
这个看起来是非常的，是好像是非常的这个讽刺的，相对的。
He's upright, he fears God.
他既然是很敬畏神又很行正直的事
But he didn't want to go into the temple.
但是他却不愿意进神的殿
Why?
为什么
If someone who doesn't know God or do evil, of course, he would not go to the temple of the Lord.
一般来说，如果一个人不行正事得罪神，他当然不要想进圣殿了
But he do upright.
但是这个人却行正事
He didn't want to go to the temple.
但是他却不愿意进神的殿
How can that be?
为什么会这种事情发生
He see, oh, the temple gate is broken. Okay, I spend money to repair it, but he never want to go into the temple.
啊，我们看到他重视圣殿，看到门坏了，他就要修圣殿，但是他却不愿意进去。
Why is that so?
为什么会有这样的结果
？When I read this, I was thinking why.
当我读到这一段的时候，我都想说，这都到底发生什么事呢
？Today, actually, some of the members have this kind of concept.
今天我们看到有些信徒确实有这样的观念哦。
You tell them, do you believe in the Lord?
你问他说你是不是信主的
？Yes, I believe.
当然我信主了。
I believe longer than you.
我甚至信主比你还久嘞。
Why don't you come to church?
那么你怎么不来呢
？I have my reasons.
我心里是有我有自己的理由啊。
You don't understand.
你不了解我的理由的。
Now let's look at try to understand why didn't Jotham didn't go to the temple.
我们试试看了解一下为心里这个约坦的心里到底在想什么？为什么他不愿意进神的殿
？There must be a reason.
一定是有理由的。
Of course, the Bible did not clearly mention here.
在这里第二节，圣经并没有很清楚的说明
理由。But if you look chapter 26, I think we can kind of guess what happened.
但是如果我们看回26章的时候，也许我们可以找到个蛛丝马迹了。
We talked about last month, King Uzziah. What happened to him? Right?
我们上去年上个月有谈到乌西亚王到底发生什么事了。
He was a good king at the beginning.
刚开始他是个好王。
He did all the right thing in the eyes of the law.
他也是行神看为正直的事情。
He respect God.
他敬畏神。
God make him prosperous.
而且神让他 变得很昌盛。
He was successful.
他是非常成功的。
God bless him.
而且神祝福他。
But on his prime, on his peak in his life.
但是这里继续我们看到，当他最强盛的时候。
He became proud.
他便心高气傲了。
He really want to offer sacrifice to God in the temple of the law.
那么他真的想要进神的殿呢，能够向神直接来献祭。
But the priest first stop him.
但是呢，祭司阻止他。
Why do you do this?
你为什么身为国王要这么做呢
？You're going against the law. You're sinning.
你这么做是干犯了神，是犯罪的。
But he didn't listen.
但是他不听了。
He insists he tried to take the offering.
那么他坚持要自己上殿献祭。
He wanted to burn the incense to the Lord.
那么他要向神来烧香献祭。
What happened to him?
到底发生什么事？最后
，In front of all the priests in the temple of the Lord, he started to have leprosy from his forehead.
就在圣殿当中，在所有祭司的面前，他开始长大麻风。
Oh, and then suddenly he withdrew himself. Oh, I'm sick. I'm having all the leprosy. He's leaving the temple of the Lord.
那么这一发生之后，他就发现自己不对了。他很羞愧的离开了圣殿。
And from that day on, he never go back to the temple.
从那天开始，他再也没有回到圣殿了。
From that day, he never sit on the throne again.
从那天开始，他再也没有回到他的王位上。
Now, if you are his son,
今天如果我们是他的儿子
，if you are King Jotham,
如果我们是那个儿子约坦
，you look at your father,
我们看到爸爸发生事情。
Very pitiful father.
会觉得父亲真的可怜啊。
Look at you having all this leprosy.
那么看看你脸上长全身长了大麻风啊。
You've been good to the Lord. You've been obeying. You've been working for the Lord.
那么我的爸爸从一开始就是一个好国王，也让神祝福了。
Why did he suffer like this?
为什么今天他最后的结局是这样？
People go to the temple, they get blessed. You go to the temple, you get cursed.
我们看到人来进圣殿都是得到神的祝福，可是你进了圣殿却得到了神的咒诅。
So much trouble.
所以他看到了许多的问题。
So maybe because of this mentality in his mind.
也许因为这样的观念深植他的脑海里面。
So maybe this is the reason.
也许这就是他其中一个理由。
Because of his father's experience.
因为他看见他父亲在殿里面发生的事情。
Because his father was afflicted with leprosy by God directly.
因为他看到他的父亲因为得罪神，让神咒诅长了大麻风。
Then he wanted to really draw far.To the temple.
因此他也觉得他自己不要离这个殿太近。
Maybe he feared God. He said, Don't be too close. Otherwise, one day I also get leprosy. What happened to me?
也许他看到他爸爸发生的事情这个之后呢，他觉得不要离神的殿太近，免得我也像我的爸爸有这样的结局。
He feared God too much so that he didn't want to go to the temple.
也可以说他敬畏神，他事实上害怕神，所以他远离了圣殿。
That may be the reason.
也许这是其中一个理由。
But why was God so stern to his father?
那为什么神对于他的父亲的行为这么样的发怒呢
？God is not only a stern God.
神不是一个轻易会发怒的神。
Let's turn to Romans 11:27.
我们请看罗马书11:27。
Romans 11:27.
罗马书11:27。罗马书十一章第二十七节。二十二节。罗马书第十一章的二十二节，可见神的恩慈和严厉，像那跌倒的人是严厉的，像你是有恩慈的，是你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。
Here tell us there are two accents, two characteristics of our Lord, of our God.
在这里特别形容了神有两种的特性。
On one side, he's very stern.
有一种性格，他是非常的严厉的。
Just like the father.
就好像一个严厉的父亲。
Look at us, all the brothers here who are fathers.
今天我们看看在座的弟兄们，身为父亲的。
Oh, you are a son of your fathers.
如果我们也是，如果我们有，我们是小朋友的父亲的话。
Or you are the son of your fathers.
也许或是说我们是身为儿子的。
Which father never rebuke you?
我们看到说，那什么样的爸爸总是不责备你
？Everyone got rebuked by our fathers.
每一个人都被父亲责备过。
Everyone got beaten up by the fathers almost.
差不多每一个人都被父亲打过。
Do you fear about your father?
我们是不是真的很怕这个爸爸呢
？Yes, we fear them.
当然，在某些方面我们怕他。
But do you love your fathers?
我们是不是也爱这个爸爸呢
？You also love them.
当然，我们也爱他。
Because sometimes very merciful to you.
因为这个爸爸呢，有时候真的对我很好。
You want to buy things? You ask him to buy for you.
你要什么东西跟他要他都会买给你
He'll bring you to the playground.
也许他带你去好玩的地方
So God is like this.
神就好像这样
To those who've fallen
对那些已经跌倒的
To those who make mistake
对那些已经犯错的
Never want to repent
不要悔改的
God is very stern to them
那么这时候的神是一个严厉的神
But God is also very merciful to those who remain in His grace
但是相反的神对那些长久在他恩慈里面的人相当的恩慈的
So don't beFear got too much that, oh, I don't want to get too close, otherwise I get punished.
因此我们对神的敬畏不要变成只有畏而已反而不敢亲近神了。
If you remain in His grace, He will bless you.
如果我们能够在他的恩慈里面继续成长当中那么我们就会得到他的恩慈。
Now, maybe Jotham was also a little bit angry with God.
也许我们可以想象在这个时候的约坦对神也许有一些抱怨或者生气埋怨。
My father keep your word all his life.
我看我的爸爸一生当中都行你眼中看为正的事。
Only he want to offer incense and you inflict him with leprosy?
那么他唯一 做的一件事情就是因为手拿着香炉要去烧香而已。那你又让他得了大麻风。
So I'm not going to the temple at all.
因此他觉得说我不要再靠近这个圣殿了。
Maybe this is another reason.
也许这是他其中另外一个理由。
But if this is the reason, it's totally wrong.
如果这就是他的理由那当然是一个错误的想法
Why?
为什么
Why did God inflict leprosy on his father?
今天我们看到神为什么对他这个父亲这个国王乌西亚呢有能够让他会让他得了大麻风
Because God wanted his people to examine himself
因为神要所有他的百姓呢能够自己 检讨自己
When things happen human beings have a tendency
当一件事发生的时候呢人总是有一个趋向
We will not examine ourselves.
我们常常不懂得自己反省。
We ask God, why will you allow this happen to me?
我们常常会问神说这件事为什么要发生在我身上
Why don't you bless me?
为什么你不祝福我算了
I've been loving you, I've been coming to church all the time.
我从小到现在就是爱你能够来到教会敬拜你。
Why you let me fall sick?
为什么你让我生病
Why you let me have cancer?
为什么你让我得癌症
Why you let me to face failure?
为什么你要让我面对这样的失败
When people facing difficulties, the first thing is we always examine God.
当我们人遇到困难的时候我们第一件事情就先怨天啊怨神啊
检讨神啊
检讨神啊
But this is not the right way.
但是这不是一个方法哦
We should examine ourselves.
我们反而要先检讨看看自己
So don't be angry with God.
因此不要因为这样子就埋怨神
Now what could be the third reason he didn't come to the temple of the Lord?
那我们再来探讨一下他第三个理由是什么不愿意进神的殿是什么理由
Maybe he's too busy.
也许他太忙了
I have to do a lot of things.
因为他的工作很多的
So I have no time.
没有时间了
As a king, I have no time to go to church.
身为一个国王，我没有时间去教会的了。
But is this a reason?
那这真的是好的正当理由吗
？Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
我们请看马太福音第十六章。
Matthew 16 verse 26.
马太福音第十六章第二十六节。
One of the best verse, the most well-known verse in the Bible.
这一节可以说是在圣经里面相当有名的一节。
16:26.
马太福音十六章的第二十六节人若赚得全世界赔上了自己的生命有什么益处呢人还能拿什么换生命呢
Here tell us the concept of earning and losing.
在这里告诉我们得失之间的后果
赚与赔、
啊、赚与赔的后果、
What does it mean earning?
什么叫做赚得
People in this world if they do business they are profit they earn money
今天我们看到生意做大了当然就赚到很多钱
If you buy stock, the value go up, you earn money.
当然买了股票这个股票上涨了我们就赚到钱
People like to earn.
那么人都喜欢赚、啊、
Nobody like to lose.
没有人喜欢赔的
Because losing means your value go down.
因为一赔就表示价值没了
But whatever you earn, you have to put the cost.
但是你所要赚的必须要有代价
Doing business is like this.
做生意不就是这样吗
Before you can earn money, you have to invest.
今天我们如果要赚，就要先投资。
Investment is the key.
投资对了，这才是重点。
But sometimes you invest a lot, we still do not earn.
但是今天的社会不是就是你投资很多，不见得赚得回来。
But even if you earn the whole world,
这边说到，就算你赚得全世界
only the assumption.
这只是假设而已。
Even if you earn the whole world,
就算如果你赚得全世界
but you lose your soul.
但是却赔上了自己的生命
No salvation.
没有，再也没有救恩了。
What good does it bring?
那这样的结局到底有什么意义啊？
Today maybe some people say, oh, now the time is very tough.
今天有人会说，哎，现在世界难过啊。
Oh, in order to secure my job.
为了要能够保障我自己的工作。
Oh, I have to work harder.
我就要努力工作。
Of course we have to work harder.
没错，我们每一个人要努力工作。
But does it mean that, oh, I will sacrifice all my Friday night or Saturday just to prove to the boss that, oh, I really work hard?
努力工作不是说要在星期五、星期六、星期天都要工作呢，能够证明说我是一个好员工。
If we sacrifice our faith,
如果我们因为这样牺牲了我们的信仰，
even we keep our job,
就算我们工作保住了，
even though we earn more,
就算我们赚更多了，
our faith will go down,
我们的信仰已经 下沉了。
They were not worth it,
不值得的一种投资啊。
There was a businessman,
有这么一个生意人，
who is also a Christian,
他也是一个基督徒，
but because of his busy business,
但是因为他生意上的忙碌，
he go to the church less and less,
所以他越来越少去教会。
One day a pastor could visit him.
有一天传道者就问他了。
Visit him.
就访问他了。
I was thinking, oh, how can I encourage his brother?
想想说那怎么我怎么样来勉励这个弟兄呢？
In his house, there was a fireplace.
在这个他家里面呢有一个壁炉火炉。
All the steak, all the wood are burning.
那么所有这些火炉里面的这些木头呢都烧着。
At this time.
在这个时候呢。
The minister, the pastor asked the brother.
那么这个传道者就问他了。
Oh, the fire is very nice. Can you get one stick, a burning stick, out on the ground?
他问他说：“哎，这个火炉烧的真不错哈、哦，你可不可以把那里面正在烧的一个柴拿出来嘞
？”Why?、
哦、他问说：“为什么
？”Just bring it out.
就试试看拿出来了。
Okay, and then put one burning stick outside.
所以他把一个柴拿出来。
Just a few minutes.
几分钟之后
，the stick, the fire died down.
那么这个拿出来这根柴上的火呢，慢慢就熄灭了。
He asked the brother. The pastor asked the brother.
好，那这个牧师呢，就问这个。
Do you understand what does it mean?
问这个弟兄了，说你知道什么意思
？How does the stick, the fire, die down quicker than when it was in the fireplace?
他说，哎，这个柴拿出来之后呢，灭得更快。
Why?
为什么
？Because it's by itself.
因为这个柴拿出来以后就单独一根了。
So the fire died down.
所以说这个柴上的火当然一下就不见了。
But if it remained in the fireplace,
如果这个柴还在那个火炉里，
it burned longer.
那么就会烧得更久，
it burned stronger.
更旺。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样啦。
Very important.
非常重要的观念。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
我们请看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Verse 25.
希伯来书第十章的。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
10:24.
希伯来书第十章的第二十四节，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。第二十五节，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Here is the encouragement to us from the Bible.
这是圣经对我们的一种勉励。
Now here tell us, you have to care about each other and motivate each other.
这里说到说要互相照顾，而且要互相激励。
The faith need to be motivated.
我们看到这个信仰信心在这个地方要必须互相激励的。
Some people say, I don't have to go to church. I just stay at home to read my Bible, pray to my God.
有的人有这样的观念，觉得说我不需要去教会会堂的，我在家里面读经祷告就可以。
My direct relationship to God.
因为这可以建立我跟神之间直接的信仰。
If this is right,
如果这是对的话，
then Jesus did not have to establish the church.
那么主耶稣就不用来建立教会。
Human beings are weak.
因为人是软弱的。
By ourselves alone, we cannot do much.
因为人单独的时候呢，没有办法做太多的事情。
Just like the stick, if it burned by itself, it died down quick.
就好像在火炉的那只火柴一样，拔出来之后已经就灭掉了。
But if it burned together,
如果是一起烧的话
，last longer.
那么这个柴就会越旺越好。
So, why do we gather for service?
因此，我们为什么要聚集在这边聚会呢
？Not only that we hear from the pulpit from the word of the Lord,
并不只是单单听从这个讲台上面传给大家的讯息。
The more important thing is afterwards.
是最重要的是聚会完之后。
What do we do?
我们做什么
？Share about this big life.
我们是不是要能够跟大家一起分享这个礼拜过的生活如何
？Share about the faith.
是不是分享这个礼拜来的信仰
？Share about difficulties.
来过跟大家分享我遇到的困难
？Share about prayer.
能够分享我的祷告生活。
And then you're motivated.
那么这样就能够互相激励。
And then you do good.
然后就会行善。
25.
二十五节。
Do not stop meeting each other.
他说不要停止聚会。
Why?
为什么
？Because stopping attending service will become a habit.
因为停止聚会会习惯了。
This is a habit.
这是一种习惯。
Whatever we do is a habit.
因为我们日常生活做久了，它就是一个习惯。
Look at our life today.
今天看看我们生活。
From this morning until now, how many habits do you have?
今天从早上到现在呢，我们生活当中有哪些都成了我们的习惯了呢？
If you have a habit to take a breakfast.
如果我们有习惯吃早餐的
No matter how busy you are, you squeeze the time to take breakfast.
不管你再忙，总是要拨出时间吃早餐。
Otherwise, you feel no good.
要不然你就觉得不舒服。
If you have a habit to get a coffee in the morning.
如果今天我们有习惯喝咖啡的
You must need a coffee.
一大早就觉得要想喝
咖啡。If you have a habit to go to gym.
如果有习惯要去运动的
You do it.
你就会想运动。
Habit, the power of habit is very strong.
因为这种习惯，这种惯性的力量很大。
When something becomes a habit,
如果一件事情变成了习惯惯性了
you will do it effortlessly.
那么你会毫不留意的就轻易去做它。
You don't have to struggle, you do it.
那么你不用特别努力去做一个习惯的动作。
Because this becomes your habit.
因为这个习惯已经成性了。
But if not coming to church becomes a habit,
如果不来到教会聚会变成了习惯
then that means to reverse this habit is very difficult.
因此也就是换句话说要改掉这样的习惯已经不容易了。
You put extra effort just to change this bad habit.
我们就必须非常的努力改掉那个不来聚会的习惯。
And this is even more difficult.
或者更难了。
For example,
比如说
coming on Friday night.
我们礼拜五来教会。
Look around, you see, whoever come Friday night, always come Friday night.
我们看到来礼拜五聚会的人总是非常的眼熟。
Whoever doesn't come, always doesn't come.
那么你永远看不到人，他永远看不到。
Why?
为什么
？Why you're here tonight?
为什么我们今天来这里
？Because your habit is I must come even Friday night.
因为来到星期五晚上呢，我就有那个习惯，觉得说我要来聚会了。
Because it's entering Sabbath.
因为这已经来到安息日了。
Even though outside is dark,
就算外面是黑的
even though it's raining,
就算下雨了
but I believe coming here is good for me.
但是我心里面就坚信觉得我来到教会就是对我最好。
I hear the word of God.
我可以听到神的话。
I can be praying here. I can receive fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那么我可以在这边跪下祷告得到圣灵的充满。
Of course you know this.
当然我们知道。
But when coming to church becomes a habit,
如果来到教会变成一个习惯
Friday night you come.
礼拜五来了。
You don't even think all this good thing or challenges.
在礼拜五的晚上，你绝对不会为了这些所谓要得到这些好的事情特别来这里。
Or you face the difficulty, you will consider.
或是你遇到困难了，你还是觉得这是我的习惯，我就是要来。
You just think I have to come.
就觉得礼拜五到了，我就要来。
But if you don't come,
如果我们不来
，also become a habit.
也是变成一个习惯。
So if I have got to come here, extra effort.
我必须要非常费很大的努力，才为了要能够来这里。
And sometimes very difficult to do.
有时候是很困难克服啊。
So why sometimes members disappear from the church?
所以为什么我看到有些信徒就这么消失了
？Not because they don't believe.
并不是因为他们不信了
，but because they have developed the habit of not coming.
反而是因为他们已经养成了不来聚会的习惯。
So very difficult to rekindle the fire.
换句话就是很难再把这个火再点起来了。
So Jotham, he was a good king.
所以我们看到约坦王是个好王。
He has good character.
他有很好的个性。
But he didn't want to go up to the temple.
但是重点来了，他不要进神的殿。
He loved to donate or repair the temple.
他很高兴，很重视，很愿意奉献，为了教会的圣殿。
He wanted to do something for the temple.
他为了要教，为了神的殿呢，他愿意做很多的事情。
But he didn't want to come in to worship God in the temple.
但是他就是不要进神的殿来敬拜神。
What was the result?
那么结果是什么
？The result was that during his reign, the people still do corrupt things.
结果就是他不进神的殿呢，他的百姓还是行邪僻的事。
Let's turn back to chapter 27 of Second Chronicle.
我们再看回历代志下二十七章
，verse 2.
历代志下第二十七章的第二节，约坦行神看为正的事，效法他父乌西亚的一切行事，只是。不入神的殿，百姓还行邪僻的事。
He tells us, even though Jotham was able to bring some material success to the country,
虽然约坦在国内呢建立很多物质上的成功
，but he himself was not able to revive the whole nation's faith.
但是他却没有办法带领全国的信仰回到神的面前。
Maybe you, if you look at the temple, it's more beautiful now because of his donation.
也许这个时候进他的城，看到他的奉献，也看到他所建的圣殿越来越美。
Because his donation.
因为他的奉献。
But the roots of the problem, the corruption of the people never got changed.
但是那个根本问题是百姓的信仰却没有建起来。
So this tells us one thing very important.
这里告诉我们很重要的事啊。
Today we need to draw close to the temple of the Lord.
今天我们要能够亲近神的殿才对。
This is the essence of our spiritual life.
因为这是我们在这是我们属灵的重点。
This is not a formality.
这不是形式。
Brother and sister, let me repeat again.
让我们重复再一次。
Coming to church is not a formality.
今天我们来到教会不是一种形式上而已。
Coming to the temple of the Lord really brings spiritual effect.
今天我们来到神的殿，真的带给我们是属灵的重，属灵的属灵的属灵的造就。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
我们请看诗篇八十四。
Verse 10.
诗篇八十四篇第
verse
10. 十节，诗篇八十四篇的第十节。
And verse 10.
第十节，在你的院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
This is indeed very true.
这事实上很真的一句话。
Tonight you spend 1 hour here.
今天我们花了一小时坐这儿。
It's better than you spend 10 hours on the more.
绝对超过十小时在其他的地方。
Today you spend 1 hour to hear the word of God.
今天我们花了一个小时在这边听神的道。
Better than 10 hours you go online.
那么绝对超过你十小时在电脑上。
Or watching TV.
或是看电视。
We are blessed if we come here.
如果我们来这边就有神的祝福。
But of course, if we want to make excuse not coming here, you'll find many.
但是如果我们只是为了找个借口不来的话。
You will find many reasons.
那么我们会找到很多的借口。
But if you really want to make yourself coming here.
如果今天我们真的很有决心要来。
You will come.
我们一定会来的。
Because you will find out the temple of the Lord is better than any place else.
因为我们会发现神的殿比任何地方都好。
Let's sing hymn.
我们唱诗
228
首。